Welcome to the Redeeming Roots podcast, hosted by me, Megan Barrett. One thing I've learned in my own life and from the women I've coached is that when things aren't going the way you want, there's a reason. The truth that most people don't know is that your unconscious beliefs are hiding beneath every decision in your life and are directly responsible for creating your results. Here on the podcast and inside my coaching programs, we dig deep to get to the root of what's happening. Not only to heal the past, but to rewrite the script. So whether you want to grow your own business, become a more patient mom, or just heal your past wounds and live into the real you, I'm here to guide you towards a life that's rooted in love, truth, and authenticity, where you are able to fully trust and lean into your own intuition. Thanks for being here. Let's dig into today's episode.
Welcome to the Redeeming Roots podcast today. I hope you are staying warm wherever you are this week. It has been pretty chilly the last few days here, and I'm in East Texas, so kind of abnormal to be this cold, and I know the rest of the country is even colder than we are down here. So I hope that you are safe and warm, and today we are going to talk about burnout. We've been talking a little bit more about burnout lately because I have a program, Beyond Burnout, and the doors are open. And I think it's something that needs talked about. I think it's something that people need more support with. And I think that right this moment, I am the person to do this, to be informing about this topic and to be promoting the tools that I have and the resources that I have in a way that will support people with burnout. I think this time of year is the absolute perfect time of year to talk about it because people are kind of in this like new, it's time to refresh, like start something new. And yet we have so many things that we are just kind of constantly doing, right? Like we already have stuff that's under the surface. So we have like commitments and we have a business maybe, or a career or a family or responsibilities that don't just like go away because the year starts new, right? Like we kind of have this attitude of I'm stepping into something new. And yet we have a lot of things are still the same. So we're going to start today just kind of talking about three myths about burnout that I have noticed. We're going to kind of go into we're going to talk about burnout from a bunch of different angles today. And I'm excited about it because I really, really do think this needs to happen. Okay. So the first myth that I want to talk about is this idea that, if you're in kind of the state of stress or overwhelm or burnout, whatever you choose to call it, I do think there's a difference between those words, but I think people are kind of using them interchangeably these days. If you're in one of those periods, you may have this belief that like, oh, it'll go away eventually, or, oh, I just need to push through. If you're a mom, you might say, I'll have time to rest when my kids are older. Like those kinds of thoughts, right? That kind of mentality. And the problem with this line of thinking or this train of thought is that these habits of like, you know, I'll go away, it'll go away eventually is kind of like ignoring what's happening, right? And that's just going to make it worse. Pushing through is the same thing, right? It's ignoring it. And it's like just continuing the thing that you already know isn't working for you. I'll rest when my kids are older. Same thing. It's like kind of shoving something down that inside you know that you need to, something needs to change, that maybe there's not balance in your life, or maybe just things aren't quite right. Like maybe you don't even have to know what it is, but you know something's not right. And these habits and these patterns are like ingrained in us at a brain level. And so the problem is that it doesn't just go away because we have the same habits and it's just going to keep going and going. And if you push through, like you're making this line deeper. So the metaphor that I have for this is like, if you've ever been cross-country skiing, which I have not been cross-country skiing, I've been snowshoeing. But it's the same idea. And I know I've seen people cross country ski. If you've been cross country skiing, you know there's like little tracks in the snow, right? Like you're going down the tracks. The tracks are like the habits and the patterns that you've been following, that you've been doing up until now. And so think of going like cross country skiing, and there's these like well carved paths, right? It's like that's a lot easier than kind of going off the track. And like making your own path. Starting new habits, just kind of going in a different direction, can be hard at first because it's that motion of like, I'm making brand new tracks in the snow. And this whole idea around this first myth is like, oh, well, when I'm ready to change, I'll just be able to change and it'll be easy. But the truth is that every time you're going down these tracks, you're like making this pathway in your brain more and more connected. So, that's one reason why with my one-on-one clients, I use subconscious reprogramming because that actually helps rewire the paths. But that's like, this is why it's not helpful to continue doing something that you know isn't good for you. Like it's not what you should be doing. And I don't use the word should much, but I'm going to use it here. It's not what your body should be doing because something inside of you is saying, this isn't right. We need to change. And then your brain or some other part of you is like, oh, we don't have to pay attention to that. Okay. Hope this is making sense. Okay. The second myth that I want to talk about is this idea that self-care is selfish. I see this a lot in moms. I also see this a lot in women who have grown up in a church. So kind of like the idea of like, I need to, you know, care for everybody else around me, my kids or my husband or my neighbors or like everybody else. I have to pour everything out of myself. And that's like the most loving way to be. And I think that this is not helpful at all because really what I believe is that taking care of yourself is actually the most selfless thing you can do. Because if you're not there, that's not helping anyone, right? If you don't care for yourself, and you continue down the path of ignoring all those signs that something's off, what will happen is some part of your body will just crash. You'll have a physical breakdown, emotional breakdown, mental breakdown. Because, you know, burnout is really when the demands are bigger than the resources that you have. And I believe my own definition is that burnout happens when you ignore your intuition over and over and over again. So your intuition says, oh, maybe we should rest today. Like, I'm kind of tired. Let's do something. Let's say no to this. You push it aside and ignore it and say, yeah, we can do that. No problem. Yes, I'm exhausted. Yeah, we can do that. No problem. And you do that over and over again. And eventually you're going, like something's going to happen, right? That's just how it works. My body responded very strongly with an autoimmune disease because I was not listening to what it needed in many different ways. And I can share more about that story later. So the metaphor I have for you here is if you think of a car needs gas. And what happens if you run out of gas? Well, the car stops moving, right? It stops working. Yeah, it still has some value, right? Like maybe you could live in it. Maybe it could be like a shelter, but it's not operating at its full capacity as a car. And so some people, maybe you, are operating from this like broke down car mentality. Like you've got no gas in your tank, but you're still like, I'm still here. I can still function. But really what I see is you can't function in the way that you are designed to function. You cannot be the person that you were designed to be when you're operating with no gas in your tank, right? Okay, and then the third myth that I have heard and seen, experienced in my own life, is this whole belief or concept that it's like you just haven't found the right system yet. Like, I'm not burnout. I'm just like, I just need to do more. Like, maybe I'm just not doing enough. I need to find different productivity hacks. I need to find a different schedule. If you're in business, like, I just need to try different strategies. I need to do different messaging. I need to do, if you're working on your health, I need to find a different diet. I need to exercise differently. I need to change my macros. I need to change this or this or this. Like, that energy of like kind of constantly searching for the answers is not actually supportive of getting you through burnout and past burnout. And so the belief I would love for you to adopt is rest is productive. Okay. It doesn't mean you don't always have to be doing more. You don't have to be doing extra and more and more and more. Resting may be exactly what you need right now. Like, pausing. Maybe you're not pausing enough, instead of maybe you're not doing enough. And so I heard this story on Instagram the other day, and it was like in a reel, and it was really powerful. And a bunch of people were sharing it around, but it was a story of a bunch of trees. And I don't remember the details. I probably should have looked it up before this podcast episode, but it was the idea that there was a study that they did, and they injected the trees with something that essentially took away their winter. Like, it took away their resting time that they needed in the winter, to see like what would happen. And the trees died. And this is like, to us, it might be like, well, obviously they died. Like, they need that pausing time. They need that time where, you know, all of their nutrients go down into their roots, and that's like, that's what they need to do then so that they have the energy to grow in the spring. But I think most of us aren't applying this to our own lives too, where we need our own type of winter. Okay. It's going to look different than a tree, but we need our own type of resting. We need our own time to rest. And it can actually be one of the most important seasons, and the most helpful seasons, and the most productive seasons, if you look at long term, to actually prepare for what's coming next. And so a few common beliefs that I hear a lot around burnout, I mean, the biggest one is kind of like denial. Like, I'm not burnout. This is just normal. Or like, of course I'm stressed. Maybe you're like not happy where you're at in life. You don't feel peace or satisfaction, but you don't know how, or maybe you don't want to change something. Like, that's really common, especially if you're kind of like, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to challenge the status quo of, you know, your family or your business or your health or whatever. It's like, I'm fine here. I'm not great, but I'm fine. But for the most part, it's this like denial of like, oh no, I'm not burnout. I'm just tired. or this one, I just have kids. Of course, like, of course I'm tired. This is normal. And I want to just, again, tell you my definition of burnout, which is, it's like stress compounded over time, where you're ignoring your own intuition about what you need or don't need. And so just paying attention more, like taking this with you, paying attention to like, what do you actually need? If you're into human design, you can use some things from human design, your authority and stuff, to figure out how to make some of those decisions. Like, is this right for me or not? I'm not going to go into that right now, but I really believe and have experienced that when I really tune in more to, is this right for me or not, and actually like listen to that intuition, life, it just works out so much better. Okay, you're not going to get to a place where you're burnout. You may disappoint other people, and that's something that, you know, we can talk about another time. Like, if you are struggling with people pleasing, maybe you're like, no, I'm not struggling with it. This is just what I do. That, like, those are like beliefs that can come up. So inside you think, no, I'm not, like, this is not right for me right now. And then the beliefs come in that like, oh, but they really want you to do that. Oh, but it's really important for somebody else. Oh, but there's so-and-so is expecting this of you. I want you to start to like separate those things because the mental, those thoughts are limiting beliefs. And we can talk about those another time. But it's different from your intuition. That's that voice that's like, yes, this is right for you, or no, this is not right for you. And they're different. Okay. So it's not like you give equal weight to everything. You really need to prioritize that intuitive feeling. Okay. And yeah, like in human design, it'll be different for each person, and each person will experience that kind of feeling or knowing differently. And we can talk about that another time. Go ahead and reach out on Instagram if you want me to elaborate on that at all. But for now, we are going to move on because I don't want to get too far off topic here. So I've kind of like been talking about some of these problems that I'm seeing around the topic of burnout. Those few myths that I talked about, you know, ignoring things, or it's not okay to take care of myself, or I just need to be doing more, or thinking things are, this is normal. And I want to introduce Beyond Burnout and tell you why I made it the way that I made it. And actually, I haven't actually made the whole thing yet. It's really more of a co-creation because I'm making it around the people who are signing up. I'm making it for them. And then it will be exactly perfectly as it needs to be because the people who are coming into it are the exact people who I need to be in it. So Beyond Burnout is a 5-week program. So it starts on January 22nd. If you're listening to this the day this comes out, you have only like a day, 2 more days to sign up before we start. So join now. I'll put the link in the show notes, but jump on this train while you can. But it's a 5-week program where I will be teaching and guiding the ladies through this program, 5-step process called Renew. And the Renew process is really the best way to reduce stress, get more energy in 2024 and beyond. So it's 5 weeks. There will be weekly lessons. So the Renew is an acronym, and you can go to redeemingrootscoaching.com/BB, and there's the sales page there. You can read more about all of those different steps. I'm not going to go into that right now, but just know that each week is designed intentionally to guide you through a process. There are weekly lessons, plus there's weekly audios, and the audios can be like visualizations, a meditation, a hypnosis, something that's related to the topic for the week. There's also going to be journal prompts for each week with some questions, maybe an exercise to help you in a specific area. And I've designed this course to be done in less than 20 minutes a day. So this is not about adding more to your plate. This is about taking things away and giving you a filtering process to learn how to tune into your intuition, how to make those decisions about what is right for you, what is not right for you. And it's going to help you become the person who does the things that you want to do because you want to do it. And just knowing deep down that like that is what's going to be the thing that in turn helps everyone else is doing those things that are right for you. And this energy of like what's right for you is right for everyone. And this has kind of been a journey that I've been on. And it's been really, really powerful to have this kind of realization and a process to really go about it. So my own burnout story, I think I've shared it on the podcast before, but I have several, so I'm not sure which one I've shared, but I definitely had like the belief that I need to do things right, in quotes, right? Definitely like struggled with perfectionism in the third grade. Like I would come home if I missed like one on my spelling test, I would think I would be in tears. These are the stories I've heard. I don't really remember. But it carried through to adulthood and I was always second guessing like whether I was doing the right thing. You know, kind of overanalyzing decisions. Like, did that make sense? Maybe I should have done it differently. And, you know, that kind of trail, that thread of my burnout story really led to like mental exhaustion. Like, it's exhausting to constantly analyze if what you're doing is the quote right decision. Because really what you're doing is you're saying, is this going to make everyone else happy? Like, is anyone going to be disappointed here? And if so, my brain would make that mean that was the wrong decision. And spoiler alert, there is no decision you can make that makes every single person happy. And it's like not worth the energy to do that. So I've learned that lesson now. In business, I've had my own kind of burnout journey. I've headed towards burnout several times, kind of more like in the overwhelm, overthinking, kind of in that kind of grasping energy I was talking about earlier, like trying to do more, trying to do things differently, like, oh, this didn't work. I must be doing something wrong. I need to go do it a different way. Kind of listening to, like, you know, the gurus and what are they saying. I was really paying more attention to what they were doing than how I was feeling about them, like about the idea or the strategy in my own body. And what I've learned now is like their ways were never going to work for me unless I was them, right? Because they created their own ways to do things that worked really well for them. And so I have a filter now in business, and I filter it through my own intuition. I take bits and pieces of everyone that I learn from, and I create my own ways that work for me. And so, I mean, I had that like perfectionism thread. I had that like in business that kind of showed up in different ways. And then just like as a mom of young kids, I remember being so tired, and yet I still... like I would never say, no, I can't do that. Yes, I can go to all these family functions. Yes, I can do this. Yes, I can go to the store. Yes, I can do all these things. And I was really ignoring the fact that my exhaustion and my fatigue was actually a sign. It wasn't just normal. Like I really, really did identify with that idea that I just thought it was normal. Like this is just normal. This is a stage I'm in. It wasn't until I saw someone else who was in this almost exact same stage that I was in, and she had like so much energy. And I was like, whoa, wait a second. Like it took me seeing someone else who was experiencing life differently as a mom of young kids. And it took that for me to start to question. Like, I really think that was the point where I was like, wait a second, something might be wrong here. Like maybe I like, hold up, what's going on? And that really started me down a path of learning about how I was just wearing my body into the ground. And I just like, I didn't know. And so if you're there thinking, oh, like maybe this isn't normal. Maybe my stress isn't normal. Maybe this overwhelming feeling that I have isn't normal. I want to just extend so much love and grace to you because you don't know until you know, right? Like everyone thinks that their life is, you know, quote, normal until you see someone that shows you otherwise, or you read something that tells you otherwise. And so how do you know if Beyond Burnout is for you? Really designed Beyond Burnout for women who maybe you've been doing like all the chores around the house, even though maybe you have a job outside of the home, or you have a business you have on the side. Even though, you know, other people in your family maybe are fully capable of helping, which, you know, maybe builds resentment. And so in like kind of overcompensating in the home, maybe you start deprioritizing your own needs, exercising or making food for yourself or taking time to journal in the morning or taking a nice bath that you love doing, like whatever those things are that you do for you. I think it's easy for us to kind of swing the pendulum in different ways. So maybe it's like, you know, you're swinging it all the way towards, oh, I need to do all the dishes. I need to cook all the meals. I need to do all the laundry. I need to clean the house. And you ignore yourself. And then this pendulum swings back the other way once you realize what's happened. And then you're like, oh, I need to exercise. I need to do this. I need to do this. I need to do this for myself. And then all of a sudden the house is a mess and you feel like a bad person. And so you may have this pendulum swinging like back and forth. And so finding that like middle ground where you feel like I am doing what I need to be doing in my home and I'm doing what I need to be doing for myself. And so finding that balance, you may be someone right now who is, you're overanalyzing decisions. Maybe you're really slipping into perfectionism. maybe you're experiencing like emotionally charged outbursts that are getting more frequent, or maybe they're just surprising, like, whoa, where'd that come from? Kind of a thing. Maybe you have more fear than you did before. You're kind of like fearful of whatever step you're going to take. Those are kind of signs that like something's off, right? Like something's not quite on, something's not in balance, something's not as it should be. And you know that Beyond Burnout is for you. Like the prerequisite that I tell people is like, you have to be someone who you just believe in growth. You believe in personal growth. You believe that you can change. And that's kind of it. Like you need to believe that, and you need to have something that you're like, I have something in my life that I want to change. And the Renew process will walk you through basically changing whatever area of life that you want to work on. And so I just wrote down a few examples. I actually have a ton here. I'm not going to read all of them, but I'll read some of them. So the first week, what we're going to do is we're going to set an intention and really think through, like, why did you sign up? What are you hoping to get out of it? And really setting a goal just for the 5 weeks that you're in the program of, like, what do you want to see change in those 5 weeks? And, you know, it's 5 weeks. It's not the rest of your life. So everything won't shift to be exactly how you want it in 5 weeks. And you can make huge progress in 5 weeks. So maybe you come in and your relationships need some support. Maybe you, by the end of Beyond Burnout, you learn how to speak your mind and just focus on your end of your side of the street. Learn how to communicate and set boundaries. Like, that would be huge, right? Maybe you come in and you want to focus on your health. You come in with some health stuff you're working through. Maybe you're unsure of what you're doing is the right way to do it. But at the end of Beyond Burnout, you have confidence that you're doing, you know, the quote, right diet for you in the moment. You know that your exercise routine is exactly what you need right now. And you know that you're doing enough. Like you're not constantly kind of having that graspy energy. Maybe you're struggling with people pleasing and you learn through Beyond Burnout that instead of saying yes when you want to say no, you say no when you want to say no. And we work through how you can feel good about that decision, because that will give you energy to say yes to more of the right things. Maybe you're struggling to find time for self-care. And by the end of Beyond Burnout, you have time carved out every single day or every week where you do something for you, that you don't feel guilty about taking the time to do it. You feel proud of yourself. Maybe you're kind of struggling to figure out what's going, like, what's your next step? What's my purpose? What am I passionate about? And by the end of Beyond Burnout, you are able to do some self-reflection. You have a desire to really dig in and understand who you are, what you're here to do, and you know what you're here to do. By the end of Beyond Burnout, you will have so much more clarity about what you're here to do and who you're here to be, and be able to make decisions from that place. Okay, I'm going to stop there. I could just keep reading like forever. But if you're sitting there and you're like, you know, I'm not sure, you shouldn't exactly list my specific scenario, reach out over on Instagram. I'm at It's Megan Barrett. And I would love to just kind of talk through whatever scenario you're facing and be able to tell you, sure, yeah, this sounds exactly like it's going to help you. Or, you know, actually, no, I think what you need is X, Y, or Z. So I would love to be able to support you in that way. There are some spots available still. I know that the doors close on Thursday, the 18th at midnight. So if you're feeling that urge to sign up, I encourage you to trust your gut, trust your authority, trust your body, whatever it is for you, and sign up. Like, ask yourself, is this the right time to get support with this? And if so, you can go to redeemingrootscoaching.com/BB. And that page will tell you so many more details than I can cover here in the podcast episode. It'll tell you about the bonuses, which are really awesome. My favorite one, which I just got all set up, is the private podcast feed. So all the audios and lessons will be in a private podcast feed. So it'll just go straight to your podcast player, your phone, wherever you like to listen to your podcasts. And that'll be great because you don't have to remember to like log in, you know, some of those online courses that you have. It's like, well, what's my password for this? And how do I get into this? And it's just going to streamline things so much more. There's so many more bonuses. I mean, a wellness package in the mail, a training on how to cut your to-do list in half. You get credit towards any future coaching you want to do with me. And there's a group text thread in Voxer, and I'll be in there Monday through Friday where you can ask questions, clarifying questions. I would just really love for you to seriously consider if this can help you, if this can support you. And if you have any questions, reach out over on Instagram. I would love to help you make the best decision for you. If you've been around here any length of time, you know that that is one thing that I'm extremely passionate about, is helping you make those decisions that you feel good about, stepping into that power and saying, yes, this is for me, or no, this is not for me, and feeling good about it, okay? My job is not to convince you to do one thing or another. It's to help you feel good about the decision that you're making. Thank you so much for being here today. I am just so grateful for you and this podcast where I get to come on and just talk. And then I just know that you're on the other end listening. So thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful week.
Hey, look at you go. You made it all the way to the end of the episode. That is something to celebrate. Do you know how many people don't finish the things they start? If you liked this episode and want to support me and my mission to help people find purpose, heal their past, and get results, share the love. It would be amazing if you would leave a rating and review or take a screenshot and share it on social media. And if you're ready to dig deep, do the work, and get results, head on over to redeemingrootscoaching.com to join the email list and book a discovery call to see if working together would be a good fit. Thank you so much for listening today. See you next time.